This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by GrowMark and their FS member companies. I'm Mark Magnuson. Farm production expenses are up again, and net cash farm income is down. However, there still is some good economic news as 2023 moves towards the finish line. Up next, we will hear more from USDA Chief Economist Seth Meyer and United States Senator Chuck Grassley.
Your local FS is member-owned, and that means when you buy our flagship brands like FS Envision and FS High Soy, you're actually buying seed from yourself. And you wouldn't sell yourself anything but the best, would you? In field after field, FS brands are out-yielding the competition. Talk to your local FS crop specialist about Envision corn or High Soy soybean seed today. At harvest, you'll be glad you did. Envision and High Soy are available exclusively at your local FS member company.
Farm production costs are forecast to jump another 3.5% this year, with interest in livestock costs making up most of that. However, there is a silver lining with some input costs leveling out.
But we do have things moderating, like fuels and oils and fertilizer, things which had seen big run-ups in, say, the previous 18 months.
That's USDA Chief Economist Seth Meyer, who tells USDA Radio that farmers will have spent 14% less for fertilizer this year and less for pesticides, fuel, and livestock feed. Net cash farm income, though, is expected to fall. Spiro Stefano heads USDA's Economic Research Service.
The net cash farm income for calendar year 2023 is forecast at nearly $158 billion, which is down about 21% relative to 2022.
With increased farm production costs weighing heavily on producers, United States Senator Chuck Grassley says the economic strain highlights the need for updated reference prices in a new five-year farm bill.
That's why you heard me say reference prices need to be increased. Interest rates I never mentioned, but would be one of that. Now, for farmers that sign up for crop input borrowing for this year, and if they're stuck with that interest rate for the next 12 months, they're significantly hurt. But I think interest rates are going to come down, so if they're on a floating interest rate thing, they may benefit from that before the end of the year.
This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.